This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Instead, talk about what Mike Tomlin said regarding Aaron Rodgers' start to a Steelers career. He gave it the, not the double bird, he gave it the double thumbs up. He gave it two A-OK, absolutely good, I love what I see endorsements. And even though Aaron Rodgers was a harsh critic of himself in the Patriots game, I will say, it speaks to the Hall of Fame standards that at 41 years old, a guy says he played like crap when he made a game-winning touchdown pass late in the fourth quarter to seal it for the Steelers. And I have to confess that three games in, Aaron Rodgers has been much better than I thought he would be. I did not think the Steelers were going to have a very good offensive line. And I thought that that offensive line was going to make Aaron Rodgers look really, really bad. He's been able to overcome that for the most part through three games. He's had no help from the run game, and he's been able to make the Steelers' offense at times look functional. It did against the Jets. It did early in the Seattle game. It did early in the Patriots game and then rallied late. So he's exceeded my expectations. Tomlin was bullish on Rodgers. That's why he waited around for a 41-year-old quarterback to sign. I thought this was going to look like Joe Namath in a Rams uniform or Johnny Unitas playing for the Chargers, Chris. And three games in, I think Aaron Rodgers has, to some degree, quieted critics like myself.
I should have had this stat pulled up earlier, but I'm going to try to do it right now on the fly because it won't be tough. The vibe I'm getting from him, and you have to try to separate it from the offensive line, is, and granted, this is going to, if this happened, it would be less yardage, and the touchdowns and interceptions, I feel like, would end up right around where they should be. It feels like Colts Phillip Rivers a little bit.
Clearly, that guy got them to the quarterback. No, I know, got them to the playoffs and then retired to become a high school football coach and
have
more
kids.
Kids.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I think that when I say that, when I make it that comparison, a clearly diminished version from whatever peak Phillip Rivers looked like. He was never fast, but old Phillip Rivers was slow as molasses. Still had a pretty good arm, but he just wasn't that version of Phillip Rivers. You'd agree, right?
Yes, that still was not good enough for the Colts to win a playoff game, by the way.
But it was a pretty solid quarterback. If you look at those numbers across the board, like, I think he was more good than bad.
Yeah.
He was not exceptional, but he was definitely more good than bad. That's kind of what I felt with Rodgers so far. One of his, really, you could say, of his three interceptions, two probably don't exist if Calvin Austin doesn't do what he does. Because he's not pushing the ball downfield in desperation mode if they have an extra touchdown on the board. And maybe that game is just 24-24 or something. So that's one that Austin causes, then really two that Austin causes, and then he threw a yacker against the Patriots.
And he admitted as much.
He did.
He didn't throw a teammate under the bus for it or something like that.
What is unknowable about Rodgers right now, at least from my vantage point, is how bad does he want to take more aggressive shots down the field? And it's unknowable because he's still getting the ball out very quickly, but I think that's largely a function of not having still a trustworthy line in front of him. So it's hard for me to do a full eval, but it's been more good than bad. I thought he would give them their best quarterback play since they had 2018 Ben, probably. I don't know if he's on the track 2021 Ben was or 2020 Ben was.
Definitely not 2020 Ben.
But that almost gets thrown out the window for me, too, just like Rivers here, actually, because it's the COVID year where it was easier to play offense. The numbers back all of that up. in a somewhat more defensive-minded NFL, I still think he's holding to that. I mean, he's better. Fields is already hurt. Russ got benched. We were laughing at Russ yesterday. So he's an upgrade, I think, over what they had last year. I think his just savvy and moxie and kind of ability to read what he's seeing from other defenses is going to automatically put him way ahead of Kenny and Mitch.
I don't think it's time yet for me. You can speak for yourself. I know you weren't as down on Rodgers as I was. You still weren't in love with it. I am not ready to give a full-fledged mea culpa apology, though, because it is three games. Three games into Russell Wilson's Steelers career, we were mostly acting like they had found a professional quarterback who had unlocked some things in their offense we hadn't seen in a while, until he didn't. Until he reverted back to the quarterback in Denver that Sean Payton screamed and yelled at and benched, and the guy in Seattle they were happy to rid themselves of and turn the things over to Geno Smith. So, yes, he has made me look bad through three games, but that's all it is. And is a 41-year-old going to get better as the season goes on, or is he going to get worse? With Ben, he got worse. With old Ben, Ben was leaking a lot of oil at the end. Ben was barely hanging on at the end. And I hope that this story doesn't get written the same way, because I have enjoyed watching him play. Crowley made a good point in the offseason that I didn't listen to and didn't agree with. He said Aaron Rodgers is going to make the Steelers more entertaining. I agree with that so far. He hasn't been nauseating. He hasn't said anything or done anything to really, like, piss me off. I think he's been a delight, actually, in some of these media settings where he gives you more honest answers. And
well, compared to Robot Russ, he's been like a breath of fresh air in that sense. I love my coaches.
Yeah, I've had a good time watching him play, and the Steelers have a winning record with him at quarterback. He's second in the league in touchdown passes. Only Lamar Jackson has more. I've got to be thrilled with that based on my expectations for him. He's 14th in passer rating. By that metric, that means he's above average.
Yeah.
Now, PFF thinks he blows. PFF thinks he should be benched, basically.
Well, they think he's coming off his worst game, which I actually agree with.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought he was worse. I thought he was worse against, like, for the stuff he can control. I thought he was worse against the Patriots than he was against Seattle.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Like, you have to go back to what I just said about why the Austin interception.
Yeah,
happened,
I don't. But I don't feel like either game was a bad game per se.
His reputation has preceded him, and I still, let me put it this way: when a game got to 14-14, and they put a couple plays together on that game-winning drive. I found myself saying out loud in just like a crowd of people, hey man, I hope they go for the kill here because I think he can still do it. Like implicit in that statement is I think the guy can make it happen and he can. One thing that I have noticed about him, and I'm kind of feeling the reverse of you, like through three games, I don't want to spike the football and say he's clearly better than what they had last year because of what you just said about Wilson, but I feel good like it's heading in the right direction and if the line gets better, he's going to get better. You know what I have watched closely in these games? I've never brought it up on the air yet. When he gets hit and gets sacked, right? I've watched carefully. Does he look like an old, tired, haggard, beaten up old guy getting up? No. You know what he looks like when he gets up after he takes a hit? Pissed off.
Yeah, like he wants to make sure. Well, he shows everybody that he's still got it and still ticking and still able to withstand the punishment and pain, those things?
I don't, because what you're suggesting is that it's like a put on, like I can't let, like when a boxer gets hit and they smile and then you know they're hurt because they're trying to pretend they're not. I just sense he's a guy that's like, no, I'm mad that my protection broke down or that this happened or that that happened. I'm not sitting here going, wow, I am in deep pain. Like this is too much. Anger after he gets hit rather than, you know, help me up, please, is a good thing.
So we had a question yesterday about Tomlin's record in one score games and how do people, you know, argue against that? How do the Tomlin haters argue that he's, you know, not a good coach when he has this sterling record in the nip and tuck games?
Mm-hmm.
Where does PFF get off saying that among guys who are starting in the NFL this week, Bo Nix is the only guy they have as a worse quarterback? Among guys that still have their job, that are still playing, that are starting on Sunday, they think Bo Nix is the only one who's worse. We don't have anything on Jackson Dart yet, so there are a couple of new faces that are getting thrown in there, but they honestly think Carson Wentz right now is better. And that just about everybody's better. Jake Browning in Cleveland.
Penix,
I mean, in Cincinnati. Joe Flacco in Cleveland. So he's the worst quarterback in the division. He's the second worst quarterback in the AFC. He's worse than every NFC starting quarterback. Bryce Young.
Penix's team has, what, 3 touchdowns total?
Yeah. They got shut out by Carolina. Pro Football Focus thinks that guy is better than him.
They got Bryce Young basically identical. They do have him identical with C.J. Stroud.
Right, C.J. Stroud, who like the whole world is
Spencer
like, what's
Rattler.
Happened to this
Spencer
guy?
Rattler's
Spencer Rattler better. I don't understand it. I get it. They go deeper than the stats. It's not just touchdown to interception ratio. We've all watched the first 3 games. We all know what bad quarterback play tends to look like.
I mean, they've only gotten graded with 2. What's weird is they have him graded with 5 turnover-worthy plays. I would imagine that is the main reason. That's one of the highest numbers in the league. Same number of turnover-worthy plays, by the way, as Patrick Mahomes, yet Mahomes' grade is much higher, like not even close.
Donnie, what grade would you give Aaron Rodgers? I'd give him a B+. PFF's giving him an F through 3 games.
Yeah, I mean, I would go B+ or maybe even A-. I mean, he has been pretty good in all 3 games. Like, certainly not the reason that they've lost.
Do you agree with that, Chris, that he's been pretty good in all 3 games?
I don't. I mean, I thought...
I guess the Patriots game
was mediocre.
It was pretty bad in the middle.
Like, I've
said... But when he had to be good, he was good.
Well, I've said a Kenny Pickett game a lot because when Pickett would play games, a lot of the time we would have these lengthy debates because he would be good in short flashes of, okay, wow, this guy maybe can do it. And then he wouldn't for long
Kenny
stretches.
Also didn't start games like Aaron Rodgers has, and he also wasn't electric and money in the red zone like Aaron Rodgers.
Now, does it worry either of you that it seems like it's gone down a little bit in all 3 games? Whereas Jets, he was great. You think Seahawks, he was decent, not the reason they lost. And Chris, at least for Chris, you think his worst game was New England.
It doesn't totally crush me, and I guess I'll go back to... It doesn't like have me on high alert because, to be fair to Pony's point going into the game, New England was getting after quarterbacks. They didn't sack him. And I think he was, to some extent, a victim, or he did not put up enough of a stink. When Mike Tomlin got up 14-0, I just remain convinced that the coach said, all right, let's put this car in park and just wait.
Let's win it with our defense.
Let's just put this car in park and wait for them to catch up to us so we can have a proper finish to this race.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.